human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chideva dehastu, chideva lokash, chideva bhutani, chidindriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. Once a lively, high-spirited, small monkey entered a village and through the window of one house he saw red, golden red, vibrant apples kept on the table. He was attracted. Stealthily, he went inside and grabbed one apple and came out. Proud, he reached the jungle, holding that apple tightly. He tried to smell that apple, but there was no smell. He tried to grab it firmly because the other monkeys were seeing him. And then he tried to eat, but the apple was very hard and it hurt his teeth because the apple was made up of wood. It was a wooden apple. But the color was golden red. And he did not want to give it up. He started roaming through the jungle while the other monkeys were watching him, becoming jealous of him. And he wanted to make them jealous because he was in possession of some new treasure. But the treasure was useless to him. But he was not ready to give it up. He again tried to bite, but it was very hard. The color was only good. And then he was growing hungry. And he entered a place in jungle where there were ripe bananas. But he could not eat because he did not want to let go of the golden apple he was carrying in his hand. His hands were tired, but he cannot let go of this newly sought treasure He wanted to climb the tree, but he couldn't, lest the apple would fall down. By evening he was tired, by evening he was exhausted, by evening he was extremely hungry. But something within him told him not to let go of that apple. But a time came when he was about to fall down with dizziness, with hunger, with thirst, and then at last he threw that apple and ate fresh fruits of the jungle. The wooden apple is something each one of us is carrying, and we don't want to let it go because it is attractive. It is not serving any purpose, and yet we carry it, and yet we don't want to release it. The grip is tight, and the tighter the grip, the more hurtful it is. The hand is all red, holding it, pulling it, and we don't want to give it up because we think it is very important. And it is not. The realization that what you are holding should be given up is the beginning of new life. Release the past emotional garbage. Release the past emotional baggage, because emotions are sticky. The journey of spirituality is the journey of non-stickiness. Anything which is sticky pulls you back, whether it is emotion, thought, food, event, addiction, habit, anything that sticks emits foul odor. Release them. So, on this occasion of Diwali, we are celebrating Holi. All the festivals have something in common. And that something is celebration. And that something is singing. And that something is dancing. And that something is eating. That something is throwing parties. That something is music. That something is gifting. That something is praying. That something is religious or cultural events. Rest. Few things will differ. But these are the occasions where people come together, forgetting their internal skirmishes, and they join together. So this is a Murli on Holi. The date is 21st March 1981. The Om Shanti Bhavan construction is going on, and brothers are busy in construction. And as you have heard, many are there who lifted stones, and Baba said, you are making efforts now. But this effort is not effort. This effort is the expression of love. This effort is a game. This effort is joy. The labor of love. You don't feel tired In return, you will get ready-made palaces. You don't think of it as some work, as some duty. But it is my work, Yajna Seva. It is my home. The work of my home, my work. So the first thing about holy is you become fathers. That's the literal word, meaning of the word holy. The second is you become pure, holy. So holy is nothing but the festival of purity. Holy is nothing but the festival of becoming gods. You belong to him, you came for his work. So come back to your original nature, your original version, which is V. You are not V1, you are not V2, you are not V3, you are not V4. What you show to the people, to the world, that's not real you. Your real you is hidden. Or rather, lost. The original version is shrouded. And what is conspicuous is phony, fake. What you are in front of a particular person is V1, not you. What you are in front of crowd is something V2, not you. What you are when you give an interview is something V3, not you. What you are in front of your family is V5, not you. When you give speeches, probably you are V5, V6, not you. The way you behave in front of your boss is might be V7, not you. Where are you? Real V is masquerading as V1, V2, V3, V4, V5, V6. And the real V is incognito and lost. Everything is revolving in the circle. The real V is here. The process of spirituality is the process of centralization. Come back to your original self, which is complete. You don't need anything from anybody, no favors, no attention, no care, nothing. You are complete in yourself. This V1, V2, V3, V4, V5, V6 versions are pseudo, deceptive. So becoming pure, the next is past is past. The slogan is past, I belong to Father. The next is burning. Holika Dahan, the legendary story of Prahlad and Holika. Holi is commemorated as the victory of good or bad, the victory of truth or untruth. So burn the old sanskars, burn the old limiting beliefs, burn the old addictions, burn the old infatuations, idiosyncrasies. The next is sprinkle, colors. Water guns, sprinklers. Baba has described four types of sprinklers in this murli. The sprinkler of happiness, attainments, powers and knowledge. Pichkari. Spiritual water guns. The next is colors. This is yet another. You color others in the festival of Holi. They use gulal and so many dry powdered colors, nowadays organic colors. And in some parts, like Vrindavan and Mathura, they use just the flowers. Eco-friendly Holi. Turmeric. So you color others, and here you get colored in Baba's color. That's yet another meaning of Holi. His color becomes your color. The next is celebration. The celebration can be in different ways, singing, dancing, and to give a modern twist, they arrange DJ and traditional folk songs and street music and so on. And in some of the religious parts of the world, India, the processions of Radha, Krishna and traditional dongs and skits and so many other things. So they sing, they dance, they eat. There are specific holy dishes. They throw parties, get together. They exchange gifts. So these are all the different ways of celebration. And the next is Swang. This is something new. The deities, idols, they fancy put a light here. So they try to become, they mimic the dresses of deities. That's also one of the memorials. And the another thing is seminars or conference or congress of great fools. These are all even conducted. Baba said they don't know the father. They don't believe in the father, that the father has come. Are they not the great men, the real fools? And the last is prayers. And they pray on the eve of Holi. It's the advent of the spring. The harbinger of happiness. So today's work are two. One, reflect and release your past burdens. Past grievances, past negative experiences and past old attachments. Acknowledge them first of all. Judge them without attachment and release them. Let them go. Let them fly. Put them in a balloon and see the balloon flying off. Put them in a box and put the box in river and let the box float away. Past is past. That's the true holy. This is the first task. And the second task is dedicated time for service with love. This effort is not effort, but it is selfless service done with love. It will make you happy. Rather than simply becoming groggy all the time, playing the victim card, giving way to blame game, suffering from guilt consciousness. Everything is linked together. Inferiority complex, superiority complex. Playing victim card, blaming others. And then becoming a sensitive baby. And then giving way to crying. And then on the other side, shouting at others. So these things, all these characteristics are seen in most of the times in one person only. You will see different colors. They blame themselves that I am responsible, I can't do anything. What is my use? And the next moment they start blaming others. On one side, there is a guilt consciousness. On another side, there is superiority complex. On the third side, they are sensitive babies, HSPs. And on another side, they are depressed. And then suddenly they enter into euphoria. extreme happiness, extreme extroversion. And then next moment, they are deeply withdrawn, taciturn, shy, not willing to talk. So this is a very dangerous game of emotions. Release it. Devote yourself to service. Baba said, this is the real holiday. Free yourself. So in Sangam Yug, this is holy day. And in Golden Age, there is a holiday. But this mehnat can become holiday here in this confluence age. So that's real holy. Om Shanti.